P-I-G-G-O-T. Gee, I've heard Spigot use it restaurant.
Yes, I have too, but I can't, I wouldn't. There again, that would be, wouldn't that be in the yard too, the Spigot in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I remember your father using Spigot.
I think he did. S-B-I-G doesn't seem to be in the dictionary, but, oh, I don't know how to spell it. Spigot, one G. The vent plug of a cask. I thought it was a bunghole. Well, here we go. A wooden faucet placed in the bunghole of a cask. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's where we used it. Mm-hmm. Put it in the bunghole. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, when you asked about that, I was about to say the bunghole, but then I don't know where it says the bunghole is where you let the air in so there'd be pressure.
You have you ever heard it used inside like Spigot? That? For, yeah.
I think it was coming said. I think father probably used it.
Uh huh.
I think so.
Turn on the spigot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there in a minute. Yeah.
Hot water spigot.
Because I know I've heard it used so often. I know it's never used the beer keg.
I've heard it used mm-hmm.
as. We won't be about the barrel or about a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bell of Georgia. You say.
You mentioned barrel. What do they call those metal things that go around the outside of a barrel?
Hoops.
Oh, okay.
Barrel hoop.
Yeah.
Grappled them to your thy soul with hoops of steel. Now those who think they meant hooks, whether Shakespeare didn't say hook. But I think Shakespeare said, no, I said hoop and I mean hoop. Yeah, you can say hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Hoops of steel. Grappling those friends thou hast, grappled into thy soul with hoops of steel. And maybe it was steel, I think they were iron.
Hmm.
They had to bend though, that's probably steel.
Probably steel, yeah.
The wood in the 16th century.
What about other things that like that, that you'd get stuff in? If you were to get let's say you were to buy some flour, something like that, what did that used to come in?
Flowers?
Yeah, no, flour.
Flour? Oh, barrel.
Used to come in a barrel.
Wouldn't be a keg.
No barrel.
We had a barrel of flour in the storeroom.
Uh-huh.
Barrel of sugar, barrel of flour, barrel of rice, and barrel of hominy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They were wooden.
Now, when you say hominy, what do you mean? What do you mean by hominy?
Well, I say most great point. Those who call it grits, use it correctly. We buy a barrel of grits, and it gets the table as hominy.
Right.
All hominy grits.
Mm-hmm.
But hominy is used out in the country in the lower classes. They speak of grits throughout because they eat it and cook it. The same people cook it that eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the entire way, we've got white folks eating, and colored folks like the opening of Ivanhoe, you know,
mm-hmm.
between mutton and beef and sheep and cow. The peasants say sheep and the mouton.
Mm-hmm.
Peasants say cow, and the French, Norman French aristocrats say bœuf.
Mm-hmm.
What other things did he say? Oh, pork,
mm-hmm.
pig. The peasants had pig by the time they got to the table, the aristocrats of pork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he listed several things like that. But that same thing, grits was used by the country people.
What do you call the big ones like that?
Big hominy or lie hominy.
Big hominy or lie hominy. And so
that's used interchangeably, don't you think, Virginia?
Yeah, big.
I think we say big hominy more often. By the way, we have handed.
I'll tell you, if you buy it now in the grocery store, it just says hominy. Whereas the other packages say grits.
Mm-hmm. But that's new, huh?
But we call it big hominy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the grits
and some people say lie hominy.